Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning, folks. You know, the day before Thanksgiving, you know, this is exciting to me. Thanksgiving was made a national holiday right after Pearl Harbor. And when I look back and I see everything that's gone on in our great country, I see everything that's happened in just the last few months, the last year. You know, there's so much to be thankful for, and it's just exciting. But I want to jump right into the show today because we have a boatload of information. I know it's a holiday week. A lot of you have already told me you're going to be listening to the archives. You're out there on the road. You're traveling. You're in planes. Just be safe. But this was important to me today to do because this was my biggest weakness. I grew up in an era where it was all about sales. I was on a call yesterday where a leader was talking about you're in selling. You got to sell, and I snickered, thinking, you know, that's such an antiquated technique. Selling is something that's gone by the wayside, and the reason it has is because people don't want to be pitched. They don't want to hear somebody giving their propaganda. What they want to do is they want to be listened to. And that's why today we're calling this "How to Become a Better Listener." See, when you treat every person as if they were the most important people in the world, and you meet their eyes, and you just sit there and you listen. Man, I'm telling you, your relationship, you talk about the law of connection going in a huge, huge direction. And see, the thing is, most successful people totally understand that. They understand the incredible value of becoming a good listener. And there's a lot of skills, there's a lot of things that have to be done to become a great listener, but there's a lot of value in listening. When you become a better listener, when that becomes your main focus when you're dealing with people, you will learn very quickly not just the benefits, but how the relationships will grow. Get out a pen and jot down some notes here. Number one, the first benefit of listening is listening shows respect. I think most of the time when people are talking and we're off with our eyes going somewhere else, or we're not being able to follow the conversation, people understand that we don't respect them. And see, that's a need that we all have. We want to be respected. So when you sit there and you listen and you're intent and you make comments back, then the benefit that is that person knows that you respect them. I get this all the time driving down the beach as Paige will tell me stories. And there's times when I'll be looking at the golf and she'll say, "Are you listening?" And I am. And I'll repeat back what she just said and the importance of that. Folks, it happens in business. The second thing is listening builds relationships. You know, Dale Carnegie, the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People, put it this way. You can make more friends in 2 weeks by becoming a good listener than you can in 2 years by trying to get people interested in you. And see, when you're out there trying to make a sale, instead of listening and trying to build relationships, I'll tell you exactly what happens. You just become a normal, everyday person that's walking into a store, walking into a shop, calling somebody on the phone, and they don't differentiate you from somebody else. It's just the craziest thing, but it's the truth. You have to build relationships. And if you want to build relationships, then you learn to listen. Listening increases knowledge. Let me say that again. Listening increases knowledge. Didn't say it was going to increase wisdom. There's two different things there. But it will increase knowledge. A good listener is not only popular everywhere, but after a while, he knows everything. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. I just mean that's what happens. And if you look at history and you read any of the great industrialists, you'll find out that they understood listening was the way that they were going to gain the knowledge in order to be able to grow their businesses. And Rockefeller was very good at this. He would hire doormen, he would hire bellboys, he would hire coach drivers and taxi drivers, and he hired them. All they had to do was listen and bring him back information. And in doing that, he was able to build an empire that lasts even to today. It's amazing what will happen when we sit there and we understand. You know, another thing that listening does is listening generates ideas. When you listen to people, you'll come up with a different idea. You'll come up with some better ideas. You'll come up with a combination of ideas. I was on a mastermind call yesterday afternoon, and ideas were just flowing like crazy. It's truly amazing what can happen when you listen. And I think what effective companies and individuals do is that when they continually listen to each other, they understand that they'll never lack for ideas, that the company will always have a new vision, it will always have a new frontier to go after. It's one of the most powerful things that you can see when everybody's a listener, when everybody's focused on that law of connection. See, the sad thing is most of us don't want that. Most of us let our ego get in the way. Most of us want to do all the talking. You know, we go out and we watch all the sales videos and the DVDs, and we try to memorize all the manipulative techniques, and we go out and we memorize neuro-linguistic programming or whatever the next new psychology is for sales, when all we have to do is become a better listener. And by listening, we'll know what the need is, we'll hear the situation, and we'll be able to find a solution for it. Listening builds loyalty. Now think about that one for a second. Listening builds loyalty. In today's network marketing arena, we see people jump ship all the time, go from one company to another, and people wonder why. Well, I think it has to do with the fact that most of the time, the so-called leader, the person that has the highest rank, is more concerned about hearing themselves talk, more concerned about hearing them, seeing themselves in the light, more concerned about walking across stage than they are about their team. You know, one of the interesting things that I saw over the weekend was a 2007 Primerica convention. A company that has 125,000 reps nationwide was able to get 60,000 of them to show up for the annual convention. You do the math on that. That's powerful. But being in that culture for 13 years, I can tell you why that is. It's because the upline leaders always recognize, promote, and listen to the downline leaders. It's amazing. It's what made that company great. It's why that company continues to grow today. You have to practice good listening skills. And they're skills. This isn't something that you're born with. Men naturally aren't listeners. They're conquerors. They want to go out and see a new frontier. Women, they're not really good listeners either on the surface. They actually talk more than men do. And I don't mean this in a negative way. I'm just showing that human nature, men or women, the tendency is to talk, not to listen. So when you learn to listen, when you learn to be a good nurturer, when you learn to respect others, all of a sudden that law of connection starts to grow and grow in a big way. Listening is a great way to help others and yourself. I want to repeat that one. Listening is a great way to help others and yourself. One of my dear friends and co-hosts, or I'm a co-host of his, or however you look at it, I do a spot on his radio show, Tommy Chenault. It's a home-based business morning show on Saturdays. He's out this weekend, starting today and tomorrow. And they're feeding the homeless in Longmont, Colorado. This is something Tommy's done for a long time, and he does it because he listened to a need, he saw what that need was, and he went out and he said, we're not going to wait on, we're going to come out here and we're going to fill it ourselves. We're going to put together a crew. We're going to rally the troops and go help. And they don't just help feeding them one time. I mean, they help these guys throughout the year. Some of them have talents, and Tom finds them work, or he gets their, if they're creative and crafty, he gets their stuff sold. He helps them all through Christmas. He finds them a warm place in the middle of winter. They provide blankets. They do all kinds of stuff. And he doesn't just stop there. He goes worldwide. He'll get people on the radio show that are helping people in all these different countries. But he does it because he listened first, and he figured out that was a way to help others. And then he realized after doing that it really was a good way to help himself, because he realized that after years and years and years and years of being like most of us were, not listening and just taking care of us, that he was giving back to others who couldn't give back to him. It was an unselfish act. Listening is a great way to help others and yourselves. I think that's powerful. But the question is, We know all the values. We see, okay, Troy, those are great benefits. But how do we put it to work? And most of us, we don't have a problem admitting to the fact that we like to talk. So here's some ideas. We're going to elaborate on these through the next 20 minutes because I think they're important. Number one, you got to look at the speaker. You know, when you sit there and you look at the speaker in the eyes, all of a sudden you're giving them their undivided attention. Now, some of you are shy. Some of you don't want to look a person in the eye. Let me give you a little secret. We learned this in the Marine Corps. Focus on the spot right between their eyes. That way your attention is right there where it needs to be. But if you're kind of feeling uncomfortable, then at least you're still paying attention. And eventually you'll be able to look them right dead in the eye. But this lets that person know that you're giving them their your undivided attention. And that's what's so important. See, I would say set aside time and find a person that you can talk to, that you can listen to what they're saying. And I'll tell you what, folks, a lot of us do business on the telephone these days. And it's easy to become distracted. I am an expert at multitasking. And one of my dearest friends, Mark Layton, he can tell when I'm giving him my undivided attention, and he can tell very quickly when I'm multitasking. And he'll say, "Dude, I know you're in the middle of something, man. I'll call you back in a bit." So when you're talking to a person on the telephone, a good habit to get into is get you a little mirror that you can put on your desk and look yourself in the eyes as if you're talking to that individual. That way you're paying attention. You're giving them what they deserve. So important that we do this. And so many times we don't, whether it's a spouse, whether it's somebody we work with, whether it's our kids. Number two, this is a tough one sometimes. But we teach our kids all the time, don't interrupt. We need to learn not to interrupt. And I'll tell you where I see this a lot, guys, and it's very disrespectful, is on conference calls. Somebody will be making a statement, and then somebody else wants to get their 2 cents worth in there, and it's the most disrespectful thing I've ever heard. Or you'll get somebody that has made a point, and then they want to reiterate the point 3 or 4, 5, 6 times at once. Learn to be good listeners. Listening to other ideas. Listen to what they have to say. Don't interrupt. Because as soon as you interrupt, a wall goes up. It makes the person feel disrespected. Makes them feel like you don't care. And then you don't get that law of connection. And see, most people who have this tendency to interrupt others actually do so for one of three reasons. A, they don't place enough value on the other person and what they have to say. They just pacify them. B, they want to impress others by showing how much smarts or intuitiveness that they have. It's all about them. And C, they're too excited by the conversation to let the other person finish talking. And I'd say probably C is where most people fit in. But most of the time, the person doing the talking that we're supposed to be listening to won't know that. And they have a tendency just to feel like they're not respected. So you got to quit the habit. If you're gonna become a better listener, you got to think back to grade school when the teacher looked at you and said, "Okay, pretend there's a zipper on your lips. Now zip your lip shut." Because there are times when you just need to listen. Number three, focus on understanding. You know, I love statistics. It's part of my background in math. I just love to see how things operate. And there's a study that has been done, and it's more than one. I mean, I think Michigan State's done it, Ohio State. I know Florida's done it. But what happens is they want to know, they do these studies to find out how much a person can can remember? How much can they immediately repeat back? And the funny thing is 50%. Most people can only recall 50% of what they heard immediately after hearing it. Now think about that. Somebody tells you something and you can only remember 50% of what they said. And the sad thing is, as time progresses, they forget more. By the next day, it's down to 25%. Now here's the funny thing about this. It took me a long time to understand why I'd talk to people on the telephone, and I'd talk to them today, and then I'd talk to them tomorrow, and they'd tell me the same thing that they told me today, and I realized, you know what? They even forgot what they told me. Now the odds are, I did forget part of what they'd already said, but they had talked to so many people, they weren't listening, they were talking. And they talked to so many people in a day that they just flat out forget who they talked to, what they said. My mom's that way. Other people are that way. Listen. Because one way to combat this tendency is to aim for understanding what's being said rather than remembering facts. That is so important. I want to say that again. What's more important is to understand what's being said, not trying to remember the facts. A person's sharing with you something, and they're sharing with you intently about what it is. Then to focus on understanding what they're saying, not the facts of it. And I'll tell you another thing that you can do. If you want somebody to remember something very important, then be very respectful of their time and know when to call them throughout the day. One of the things that I learned from a good friend of mine who's a pastor of a 15,000-member church, and we were sitting around at Catalyst one day just drinking coffee, and he was sharing, and he said, you know, one of the things that I had to get through to people is that if they come up to me on Sunday and they say anything to me, I will not remember it by the following day. Because Sunday he was so focused in doing the Lord's work, he was so focused in making sure that he got his message across, that he wouldn't remember what anybody said, and then they'd be offended. And you have to do the same thing. Be respectful of people's time. Know when to talk to them. Know when, if you've got something important that you want to share with them, what's the best times to do that? But focus on understanding what people are saying, not on the facts in which they're providing it. I have a good friend of mine, runs a company, is a very cowboy-type person. And it's hilarious. I mean, he's so cowboy that he still rides a horse, he carries a gun, and he runs a multi-million dollar business. And when he talks, there's no smoothness to what he says. He's very blunt, very straightforward, very what we'd call politically incorrect. I love him for this. And sometimes you got to listen to understand what he's saying, because he tries to, what he spits out is so harsh and so brash and so matter of fact that if you focus on that, you can get turned off. But when you focus on what he's trying to say, and you focus on his heart, and you focus on understanding, all of a sudden you realize, wow, this is a big thing. It kind of reminds me of Don Imus, actually, if you've ever heard Don Imus. Very, very, very brash, very crude, but when you get to know him, you find out that he's got a heart of gold and takes care of orphan children and does all kinds of cool things. So you got to learn to understand. Number four, determine the need at the moment. See, I think a lot of men and women find themselves in conflict because they occasionally communicate at cross purposes. And here's what I mean. They neglect to determine the need of the other person at the moment of the interaction. Prime example, a person calls you on the telephone. They're all excited about sharing something with you. And you get stuck on the facts of, well, you know, that's great, but why didn't you ask for the close? Or that's great, why didn't you get referrals? When really what the person's trying to tell you is they broke out of the fear factor, they made a contact, they talked to a person, and they're excited about that. You know, you have to make sure that you determine what the need of that other person is. What is it you're trying to do? See, most of the time, and I'll put this into a really good analogy here, is men. men want to always fix problems. So when we discuss things sometimes, or when our wives bring us stuff, you know, we look at it automatically as though she needs us to take care of this. She needs us to find a solution for her. You know, well, that's not accurate. That's not true. And man, do I have that problem. You know, Paige will get a critique back, and she'll be mad as all get out, and she'll be talking about how this editor just didn't understand her and all this, and I'm asking her, you want me to call her on the phone, tell her what I think? You know, and she's saying, would you just shut up and listen to what I'm saying? Well, I'm listening, and it sounds like we need to take care of this. I'll get on the phone and tell her that you're the best writer in the world. You know, so you got to understand that you got to listen. Sometimes, you know, it's not about finding a solution. Sometimes it's just listening. Now, women, on the other hand, are more likely to tell about a problem simply to share about it. They're not talking to you because they want a solution. They just want to tell you what it's all about. See, if I call Mark Layton on the telephone and I say, "Dag gum, I got this issue with so-and-so, and I don't know how to fix it," Mark knows I'm not calling him on the phone to have him listen and give me kumbayas. He knows I'm calling him on the phone because together we're going to figure out a solution for this thing. And by golly, we get it done. So you got to learn to know the need at the moment of the person that's talking to you. What is it that you're trying to accomplish? What is it that they need you to listen to? What is it that we need to work through? And see, any time that you can determine the current need of the person you're talking with, I'm telling you, you just broke through the law of connection. You just made a heart connection that will be unbelievable, because they will know that you respect them, that you're listening, that you want to help, that you're there. And I know this is a little different for some people, because I've got a business associate of mine, used to be a very good friend, and we've just kind of grown apart over the years, but he's a great trainer. And he's just cold hard facts, man. He don't get to know anybody. It isn't let's build a relationship, let's build a friendship. If you make $1 million a year like he does, then I tell you what, you can kick some butt with him, and he'll go hang out with you. But if you just need, you know, if you need mentoring and stuff like that, he's not the person to go to. Some people are that away. You got to figure out who you can go to and who you can't. Number five, you got to check your emotions. Listen, there's too many of us carry around emotional baggage and all that stuff. And it causes us to react to certain people we're talking to or certain situations, you know, in a negative light. So any time that you become highly emotional when talking to another person, pros or cons, doesn't matter what it is, you agree with them, you disagree with them, you need to check your emotions so that you can continue to listen to what the person has to say. Because even if your reactions are not due to the events of your past, you can allow them to get in your way, and many times it causes you to interrupt what the person's having to say. And when that happens, you get all screwed up. I mean, it does not work, folks. You have to continue to listen. Number six, suspend your judgment. The truth is, we all want to jump to conclusions, and that's not right. If you're a good listener and you listen long enough, you may find out that jumping to conclusions were all wrong. I've had many conversations where somebody will interrupt me, and when they get done talking, I'll say, if you're finished now, I want to tell you exactly what I was talking about, because you're totally off in left field. My little brother does that quite a bit. So as you talk to others, wait to hear the whole story before you respond. Because if you don't, here's what's going to happen. You're going to miss the most important thing they intended to say. You'll miss understanding their point because you got tied up in the facts. Number seven, sum up what was said at major intervals. There are times when there's a pause in it, and you can say, hey, wait just a second. I want to make sure I understood what you were saying. And you sum up real quick what they said and say, no, that wasn't right. You heard that wrong. Then you can say, please repeat that. Or if they're in the middle of something, and Paige gets me on this one all the time, she'll say something and then she'll pause, and she wants me to make a comment. if I'm listening intently, I know when those times are, and I'll make a comment. It's kind of like an old black revival preacher, and he'll say, "Can I hear an amen?" Well, if everybody was sleeping, nobody says amen. Or if they hesitate too long, he knows they weren't listening. So you want to listen. You want to know. It's a technique that people automatically, it's subliminal, but we use it in order to really validate that the person's listening to us. That's exactly what it's about. And number eight, ask questions for clarity. You know, if you don't understand something, then say, "Hang on just a second. That last part that you just said, I'm not sure that I understand it. Let me repeat back to you what I think you said, and if I'm wrong, let me know." And see, that in itself also lets a person know how important and respected they are, because you're willing to ask good questions. And see, if you want to become an effective listener, you have to become a good question asker. If you want to become a good listener, you have to become a good question asker. And number nine, always, and I mean always, make listening your priority. The last thing to remember when developing your listening skills is to make listening your priority no matter how busy you are. I have been up all night, family still sick, knew I had to do this call, I just laid back down, and my phone rang, and it's a special ringtone for my son. I'm thinking, man. I jump up, I said, "Yes." He said, "Are you listening, Dad?" I said, "I'm awake. I'm listening. What's going on?" He said, "I just had a dream about Mom and you guys, and I wanted to make sure you guys were okay." I said, "Honey, we're doing fine. Everybody's fine. Mom's resting right now. The babies are okay, and I'm trying to get back to sleep." He said, "All right, I love you, Daddy." And that was it. If I'd have ignored that phone call, he'd have been banging on the door 30 minutes later. Always make listening a priority. Mark, you've had your hand up, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, Troy, I just want to thank you for a wonderful show this morning. I have, I will admit that I'm better one-on-one these days than I am in the conference call situation. I wish there was a way we could see each other through there so we'd know when we're done. But yeah, listening is a priority, and I had a phone call this morning from someone who is very well politically connected in my county, who I have been around recently and been listening to actively, and she called me to wish me a happy Thanksgiving. It was like an early Christmas present. And at one point in the call, she said to me, "Mark, are you still there?" And I get that a lot now. Ever since I made listening my focus, people are so used to being interrupted these days.
Oh, yeah.
That when someone is actually listening, they almost are blown away. And it's not just the listening, it's the digital world, it's the text messaging where we have lost that warm contact. And so how many times how many times do you catch yourself, if you haven't read an email all the way through, it's just like not listening. You go off after the first paragraph and you didn't read the rest of it, which changed the whole sense of it.
Yep,
so folks, active listening or active paying attention to whatever the communication is going to make your world a whole lot better. Thanks so much for this call this morning, Troy.
You're welcome. Folks, we enjoy doing these calls. They're fun. I tell you, since we've started, we're getting people, I think, in over 60 countries now, and it goes on and on. We will not do a call tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day of Thanksgiving. It's the day to be with your families. We will be back here Friday. We'll be starting a third part of the Law of Connection, and it's the growth of relationships. It's going to be an exciting time. Listen to those that are in your family over the next 24 hours. Take that time to enjoy them. Take the time to reflect on where your relationship is and how you can make it better. Because we never know, and I'm learning this the older I get, we never know when the good Lord will decide to take somebody out of our life. So make sure that you end every night with the people in your life knowing how much you love them, how much you care, and the fact that you respect by listening to them. Guys, remember, live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll see you at the top. We'll see you back here Friday morning. Bye now.